When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Automakers in Europe face potential fines of up to 15 billion euros for not meeting stricter CO2 targets that go into effect next year. BMW and Renault want the rules relaxed, but Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares doesn't want any change. However, the COO of Stellantis in Europe says it might have to cut production of ICE vehicles just to meet the standards. The company needs to double its EV share next year to 24% if it's going to meet the targets. And it could start cutting production as soon as November 1st. And remember, it's already cutting some EV production due to poor sales. But one thing that will help Stellantis is its joint venture with Chinese EV maker Leapmotor, since the JV's sales will count towards its emission figures. But if automakers aren't able to delay next year's targets, other companies could also start cutting production to avoid fines. The rules require an EV share of 20 to 25%, but as of August, the EV share in the EU was less than 13%. While EV sales have slowed dramatically in Europe and are actually falling in Germany, global sales of BEVs and plug-in hybrids were up 26% in the first half of the year, and Bloomberg NEF forecasts that they'll hit 16.7 million units by the end of the year. That would be up from 13.9 million last year and represent 20% of the global car market. As you can probably guess, China fueled most of that growth. 6 out of 10 BEVs and PHEVs sold are sold in China. Pricing plays a role. There's lots of inexpensive EVs in China, but not in Europe. Take the Fiat 500, for example. In Europe, the electric version is nearly 12,000 euros, or about $13,000 more than a base ICE version, even though it only has about 3,000 euros worth of batteries. Bloomberg NEF thinks European automakers are holding back more affordable EVs until next year, because they already comply with the emission regs this year. It thinks that next year, when the rules get stricter, is when automakers will flood the EU market with their cheaper EVs. Even though EV sales are up globally, CATL just posted its third quarter earnings, and while the numbers look pretty good, they came in lower than analysts expected. Revenue was $12.7 billion, but that was down more than 12% compared to last year. Net income hit $1.8 billion, which was up a sharp 26%, but analysts expected it to post a $2 billion profit. Even so, the market shrugged off the news. CATL stock was up nearly 8% today, and it's up 59% for the year. Speaking of stock prices, Hyundai and Lucid are turning to the equity markets to raise more capital. Hyundai is doing an IPO for its business in India that is raising at least $3 billion, making it the biggest initial public offering that's ever happened in India. That gives Hyundai Motor India a market cap of $19 billion. Many automakers believe that India will be the next big growth market for cars, and we're starting to see a flurry of investments there. Meanwhile, Lucid is going to sell about 637 million shares of its stock, which it hopes will raise over $1.6 billion. We think it needs to make this move. The EV startup is burning through cash and might only have enough to last into 2026, even with the Saudi investment fund being a major shareholder. Investors did not like the stock selling news, which will dilute their equity in the company. Moreover, Lucid warned that it's going to post an even bigger loss for the third quarter. The stock dropped 18% and is now trading at only $2.70 a share. growth of pure electrics in the U.S. is outpacing the overall market. According to S&P Global Mobility, BEV registrations in August came to nearly 112,000 units, which is an 18% increase over last year. That means they represented 8.6% of all vehicles sold in the month, up from 7.5% in 2023. A few surprises might be the Tesla Cybertruck and the Honda Prologue in third and fourth place, respectively. But it would be interesting to know where these numbers would stand if automakers actually sold their EVs for what they said they would originally list for. Many models have starting prices well above what automakers said they would cost, which is especially true of the electric pickup trucks. And we think that's had a big impact. For example, the waiting list for the Cybertruck was once put as high as 2 million reservations. But you no longer have to be a reservation holder to order the truck. And based on a recent Cybertruck recall, we think that Tesla has delivered around 30,000 units. So it hasn't converted most of those reservations to sales yet, and price is probably a big part. And it's not just Tesla. Ford actually capped F-150 Lightning orders at 200,000 units, but prices came in much higher, and it still hasn't been able to get a lot of those people to buy the truck. General Motors is using artificial intelligence to improve production and to help it catch any glitches with its software. The company has developed an automated tool which operates around the clock that runs simulations to find any problems with software before it goes into a vehicle. To help with production, it's using another tool that inspects and validates weld quality, and it's also using cameras and analytics to collect 165 million images a day to anticipate manufacturing equipment failures. GM's VP of Software, Dave Richardson, says these new tools are catching 10 times as many problems and much sooner, which is leading to the improvements in its quality. If you're in the market for a used EV, you might want to put the Nissan Ariya on your list. Inside EV reports that one-year-old Ariyas are selling for less than half of their original MSRPs. One 2023 model with only 10,000 miles is priced just over $22,000. Its original MSRP was $48,580, which is about a 54% drop. In total, there are 270 used Ariyas on cars.com priced at less than $30,000, 39 of them are under 25 grand, and 146 of them have less than 10,000 miles on the odometer. But the drop in used prices is also partly due to Nissan lowering the base price of the 2024 model. This next piece is a pretty important development in Japan. Toyota, Honda, and Nissan are going to standardize the platform for APIs, or the application programming interfaces. That will make it easier for other software companies to develop apps for their cars. They're also going to collaborate on developing software-defined vehicles, or SDVs, as well as standardize certain functions for microprocessors in cars, like lowering a window or turning on the wipers. The whole effort is being coordinated by Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry, which is also going to work with universities to teach the people that will work in these fields. Japan recognizes that its auto industry has fallen behind in software-defined vehicles and needs to catch up. And by standardizing many areas, automakers will be able to go with off-the-shelf technology instead of having to try and develop it on their own. And that brings us to the end of today's show and this week. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you have a great weekend.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by ZF.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Knowing that a little rain won't slow down your day, that's what really matters. Bridgestone Turanza Quiet Track Tires, confident control in wet conditions.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.
These days, everything in San Francisco costs more. But a single line at Verizon doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. And dinner for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Downtown rent, that's not coming down. But Verizon, down. One line for just $50 a month. That designer golden doodle, so much more. But Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a San Francisco Verizon store. $15 promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.